We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas Davi Ben Achmon Shem Chayakab Binchos Eliyo. We're in Rosh Hashanah Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Barba Uprakim Ha'olam Nidon. The world is judged three times during the year. Hashem judges us by Pesach Ala Tavua. We're judged on Pesach to see what the grain is going to be like. Now, Pesach specifically is when the barley begins to ripen. The wheat ripens a little bit later. We bring the Omer from barley. So that's when we're judged on the Tavua. That's on Pesach. Ba'atzeres, when it comes to Shavuos, al Peros O'Ilon. That's when the fruits begin to ripen, and therefore we're judged on Peros O'Ilon. In fact, on Shavuos, we also bring, that's the wheat harvest. And according to one opinion in the Gemara and Brachos, the Eitz Hadas was wheat. So wheat is also an Eitz. Wheat was also an Ilan. And in fact, the Bikurim, the first of the Bikurim of the Shtei HaLechem that are brought from wheat, also on Shavuos. So Peros HaIlan is the judgment on Atzeres on Shavuos. Barosh Hashanah, Kol Ba'ei HaOlam, Ovrin Lifanov, Kivnei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all of the people of the world, of the earth, pass by Hashem like Bnei Maron, like young sheep. That's according to one interpretation. It's like, so the Gemara assumes on Daf Yud Ches, Kivnei Maron, like soldiers that are passing, that going down past in front of the king. Now, how do I know Rosh Hashanah, we're going to say Hashem judges us? And so we mentioned this before. The Gemara in Daf Chesam and Aleph quotes a pasuk from Parshas Ekev, Mereshis Hashanah v'ad acharis shanah. According to one position in the world, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua throughout Shas, when the world was created. So we assume that it's the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, based on the accepted view of Rabbi Eliezer, that man was created on the first of Tishrei. The world began on the 25th of Elul. And man was created, Hayom Haras Olam, that's the creation of man, really, which is Rosh Hashanah. So we all pass in judgment in front of Hashem, Mereshis Hashanah, from that first of Tishrei, Vachar Hashanah. So we're judged what's going to happen towards the end of the year. And now the Ran asks the question, if a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen to him? So then that includes what his parnassah is going to be like regarding the grain and the fruit and everything else. So what do you mean that on Pesach we're judged on Tfu and Atzeres we're judged on Peros Ilan? So the answer is that Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, whatever it may be, Sukkos we'll see, we're judged on water. That's all about, that's the world in general, the world as a whole, how much we're going to have. But what's going to happen to each individual, so that depends. That depends on Rosh Hashanah, on each person's judgment. We speak about Kivnei Maron passing by like sheep, so the Mishnah then quotes a pasuk to prove that. What is the proof? Text Shenamar Hayotzer Yachad Libam. Hashem fashions everyone, all of their hearts together. Hamidin El Kol Maasehem. And he understands all of their ma'asim, all of their deeds. Now, what does that mean? How does that exactly prove? So the Gemara says that it means the following. Hashem, who is the Yotzer, who is the creator, Yachad Libam means he sees the heart of all the Bayi Olam together, and he understands their deeds and judges each and every one according to his ma'asim. So that's the way you should understand. Hashem fashions everyone. He sees all of them, and he judges them, yes, together, but at the same time, he will judge the individual. So how do we, if it's Yachad Libam, so then how is it that he's judging us Kivnei Maron? Like we're passing through Kivnei Maron, the imagery is like the Master Behemoth, when the animal is going through the corral and you have one goes through, you have enough room for one to go through the pen through the door, and then you give him a red mark. So that's kind of what Hashem does. That means he's seeing us individually and not Yachad, not all together. So Rashi understands after Ches, that we should understand the phrase Hayotzer Yachad Libam as it follows what precedes it in the pasuk. What does it say? It says Mimchon, or the pasuk before Mimchon Shivto Hishgiach El Kol Yoshvei Haaretz, and then we have this in davening. And then Hayotzer Yachad Libam Hamevin El Kol Maaseim. That follows. So if I put that in the pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Lamed Gimel, so if I look at it that way, so it means yes. we pass by him one by one. His giach, Hashem is looking from his where he sits, from his dwelling place, el kol ha'aretz, to each and every person. That's true. But so he sees him. Yeah, we pass by him one by one, and he sees us like that. But at the same time, he sees us also in totality. So you have a little bit of both, and that's the way Bar Tanura says like this. Hachikama, hachikama obviously means that it's not so clear from the pasuk. Hayotzi yachal libam, huvahu akadosh baruch hu, roe yachad libam, umevin el kol maasehem. So yeah, he sees them together, but even though he sees them together, he knows each and everyone's ma'asim. Sha'af al pisha ovrim lefanav echad echad, even though we pass by him one by one, mikol makom kulam niskarim biskira achas. We all get that mark almost simultaneously. So there's a little bit of both. There's a little bit of the individual, a little bit of the klal together, and that's what's derived either from this pasuk itself, the fact that it says yachad, but also kol ma'asehem, or from the previous pasuk that says kol yoshvei aretz, followed by Hayotzer Yachad Libam. And then Mishnah concludes, Uvechog Nidonen Alamayim. And on Sukkos, we're judged for water. Obviously, we have, that's part of the Nisuch HaMayim, as we discussed in Masechah Sukkah towards the end. That's part of that ceremony, is because of the judgment on water. Now we begin Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Now we're not going to give a complete introduction, but in order to understand a little bit about the Molad and the and Eidus HaChodesh, which for some is familiar, some may not be, just a little bit of background, but not too comprehensive. And that is like this: between one Molad and another, when we see the moon as it begins its cycle, so the month is really 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. Now, what are chalakim? So every hour, we say we have our hour is 60 minutes. So the hour that Chachamim gave has units that are much smaller than that. And that is, every hour has 1,080 chalakim. That's how we divide every hour into 1,080 chalakim. So now, if we look at a full month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim of the hour. So that would work fine, except for the fact that the pasuk says ad chodesh yamin, which means that if you're going to tell me the month is 29, pretty much 29 and a half days and change, so let's have 29 and a half days months. So we can't do that, because this ad chodesh yamin means that yamim ata mechashev lechodshim v'ata mechashev shos lechodshim. So when you want to make a chodesh has to be out of days, out of full days, not hours. So that's the case, we don't have a choice. So we have to make a 1 month 29 days and 1 month 30 days. And that would be fine if we had exactly, if the molad, we would say, if the cycle of the moon were an exact or a precise 29 days and 12 hours. But it's more than that. It's 29 days, 12 hours, and then 793 chalakim. And those can add up. So we'd love to be able to say that, okay, let's start from the beginning. You will have Tishrei, will be, let's say, 1 month will be Malay, you know, Tishrei will be Malay, and Kislev, with 30 days, Kislev Malay, you know, Cheshvan 29, Kislev 30, and Shvat 29, and Nisan 30. That would be wonderful. But we can't, because we have this extra 793 chalakim that are going to make it complicated. So what ends up happening is, yeah, there are several months that are going to be that way. They'll have a fixed number of days, either 30 or 29, but the months of Cheshvan and Kislev, so those fluctuate. There are times that they're both Mali, both 29, times that they're both Chaser, both Mali to both 30, and sometimes they're both Chaser, both 29, and times sometimes they're Kisidrum, where Cheshvan will be Chaser following the Tishrei, which was Mali, and Kislev will be Mali. And that would be the normal order. And then it would then follow, and each and every month it would follow follow the pattern. So Cheshvan and Kislev are going to, depends on the year, and of course we have a fixed calendar as well. So the Mishnah here is going to deal with the following. The days of the Mishnah They were Mekadosh the Chodesh through Eden, not through a fixed calendar. There was a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is a mitzvah saseh. The Kiddush HaChodesh is a positive commandment that we have to be Mekadosh each and every month according to the Torah, from Parshas Bo. And at a time, the time where, and the Mishnais will discuss why we needed Edim to now, not only do we need Edim to testify about the new month, we'll talk about the fact that Shluchim would go to very faraway places to inform people when the new day was, when the new month was. It's only one or two days. Either you're going to tell me that the previous month had 29 days and Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th day, or the previous month had 30 days, and then the 31st day will be Rosh Chodesh. In order to know that, we need our Edim to testify if they saw the new moon on that first day or not. And then to inform people when Rosh Chodesh was. So it says the Mishnah like this: Al Shisha Chodeshim Hashluchim Yotzim. For 6 months, we would have the messengers go out to faraway places to let people know when Kiddush HaChodesh was. Was it on the 30th day? Was that the Rosh Chodesh? And the previous month it was 29 days? Or was it on the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh? And that's when they sanctified the new moon, either because they didn't see the new moon till then, or they didn't see the new moon at all, and therefore there's an assumption it's going to be the second day. And therefore, the previous month had 30 days. What are the 6 months? Al Nisan v'Pnei Pesach. People needed to know when Pesach is. You have to know when Chametz is Usher. You also need to know based on Pesach. Pesach lets you know when Shavuos is, because on the 50th day after that is Shavuos. So they didn't have to go out for Sivan, because we know when Shavuos is based on when Pesach is. Al Av, second month, they would go out on Av to let people know when Rosh Chodesh Av was b'Pnei Atainis. So people knew when Tisha B'Av was. That's the more strict of all the other Taniyos, so therefore we take that seriously, that we know the precise date. Al Elul b'Pnei Rosh Hashanah. On Elul, they would go out for Rosh Hashanah. We would count 29 days in Elul, and Rosh Hashanah would be on the 30th day. We relied on the fact that the Chachamim said that Mimos Ezra ve'Elech, from the days of Ezra and on, Lo Matzino El Ma'ubar. Elul was never Ma'ubar, it was never Molai, it was never 30 days. It was always 29 days, and therefore we'd follow most of the years. And the assumption was they told us when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, and that was sufficient. They didn't have to come for Rosh Hashanah purposes. They didn't need to come for Tishrei. For other purposes, for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they need to know. But for Rosh Hashanah, it was enough to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, and all we had to do was count 29 days, and we knew on the 30th day was going to be Rosh Hashanah. Tosus believes, no, they would make a suffix of 2 days. It wasn't that we relied and assumed Elul's 29 days and Rosh Hashanah must have been on the 30th day. No, we make 2 days misafek on the 30th day of Elul and on the 31st day, which is what we do nowadays. But either way, you needed to know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was, so you know when the 30th day was. So we'd have to, in order so we know when Rosh Hashanah would be. And then the Mishnah says, Al Tishrei Minei Takanas HaMoados. They'd go out in Tishrei, so we could, we would able to institute when the Moados were, when the holidays were going to be. Meaning, even though we did Rosh Hashanah, let's say on the 30th of Elul, and that was fixed, we needed people to come to let us know when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was, so we'd know when Yom Kippur took effect and when Sukkot took effect. And of course, as we know, in these cases, and it's true when it comes to the month of Nisan as well, there were places where the Shluchim could not arrive in time, even by the 15th of the month. So people wouldn't know. They certainly didn't know when Yom Kippur was. They didn't get there by the 10th of the month. They didn't even get to certain places, let's say in Bavel, till the past the 15th of the month. So that's why we had to keep 2 days, one day misafek, not being sure. Then the Mishnah says, Al Kislev Mei Chanukah. They went out Rosh Chodesh Kislev to let us know when Rosh Chodesh Kislev was, so we know when Chanukah would be. Val Adar Mepnei HaPurim, and Adar for Purim, Ukshahaya Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and we had a Beis HaMikdash Yotzim Af Al Iyar, Mepnei Pesach Katan for Pesach Sheni, which would be the 14th of Iyar. We'd have to know when that was. If people were Tamei or Derech Rechoka, couldn't bring the Karban Pesach Rishon, they'd bring it on the Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar, so we need to know when that was, so we need people in Iyar. Some may have an interesting insight, and that is, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, it says here, the Mishnah says, they only went out on 6 times. And then the Mishnah says, well, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a seventh time. That was Erev for Pesach Sheni when we could bring a Karban. When there was no Beis HaMikdash, it was six times. Some say, no, it was always six times. Which would substitute for which? I'll tell you. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, you needed people for Erev for Pesach Sheni. But there was no Av Mipnei Atainis because of Tisha B'Av, because the Gemara says, Bizman Sheyesh Shalom Ein Tzom, when there's peace, there's no fast. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, when there's a Beis HaMikdash Kayam, it means there's no Tzom Tisha B'Av. We didn't keep Tisha B'Av at that time when we had a Beis HaMikdash, even the second Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have Tisha B'Av when, this is a big question, but there was no Tisha B'Av that was commemorated, that we didn't fast when we had a second Beis HaMikdash. Only after that was Tisha B'Av then reinstituted. So it ended up being six. You had Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Pesach Sheni, but there was no Tisha B'Av, there's no Av. So there was Er, not Av. And when there was no Beis HaMikdash, there was Av and not Er.